Time to have a chat with Carla Thomas. She's a holistic health expert. Carla, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm very well, Jared. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great to have a chat with you. And I like this topic as well. I mean, I wish we could all do it. It'd be a dream. Some companies over in the UK and Europe are experimenting with good old four-day work weeks. I mean, this they've discussed this on and off for ages, but I think the pandemic's kind of brought this to a forefront as well for sort of our well-being and mental health benefits. Is that certainly how you look at it, Carla?
Definitely. I mean, this is not a new concept. You know, it's, you know, really just the, I think the rest of the world, and it took the pandemic, is finally starting to catch up to the forward thinkers, put it that way.
Yeah.
Because there's been entrepreneurs and speakers, you know, such as your Tim Ferriss's and, you know, way back in 2007 and your Andrew Barnes, who've all started this initiative about either the four-day work week or even the four-hour work day. I think it took the pandemic for employers to perhaps relax and realise you don't need to have employees in your building, first of all, to be productive, but also working the traditional sort of 9 to 5 set hours with your little lunch break in order to be productive and producing the results. And if anything, when you have the space and flow to be able to, you know, take that time for you first thing in the morning or fit in some exercise in between the day, you're actually a lot happier and you come back into your work a lot more focused. And you get to the things that are important versus the fluffing around. I think a lot of employees just do some days to pass the time because you have to be there.
Yeah, I was about, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that. And that's what the studies show. You have that extra day off. Say it's on a Friday, you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or if you come back to work Monday, and you do more in those 4 days than you do in the 5 days being, I guess, held against your will, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's the whole, I mean, if you think about before you go away on holiday, for example, you kind of, you have to be productive those in those days leading up, right?
Yeah.
You don't muck around. You get to the things that are important. You don't, you know, pay attention to get distracted with social media that's, you know, social, not work-related and all of that. And I think this is very much the same. When you know you've got 4 days, you're going to get very clear on what you need to work on and what you don't. And not mix sort of life and work, which I think we're all sort of guilty of doing sometimes, you know. Like, let's face it, half the time you've got your pages up on your computer. It's not all work-related, you know, or a text comes through, et cetera. So I think having that and knowing with that extra day, whether it's a Monday or a Friday off, or even for some people, maybe they want the midweek, you know, to refresh. I think the problem that people are finding and why they're exhausted is, and you might agree with this, you get to your weekends, say if you have a traditional Monday to Friday, you know, job, and the weekend is taken up with chores, errands, social commitments, kids. Where's the time to stop and relax?
Yeah.
And then you come back into Monday and you feel like you haven't even had a break.
Nailed it. I had the unpopular opinion last week that I like that Wednesday off. I reckon if I was lucky enough to do the four-day work week thing, I'd be taking the Wednesday off all the time. I liked working 2 days, not working. Another 2 days, and then 2 days off. It was a bliss.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Can you see more? Can you see Australian businesses taking this up? How do you think the trial in the UK will go? Or do you reckon the pandemic will go away one day and we'll be back to Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 grind?
No, I don't think it's possible. I think once people have had a taste of it, and we've even seen here, once all the lockdown sort of stopped, you know, people were allowed to say, look, I'm going to be working from home today. And the boss is like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I think as far as Australia taking this initiative on, if we look at how we are with everything else, we're probably going to be years behind, unfortunately, because that just seems to be how we work with things. I think the concept will definitely take off, you know, with the UK, a lot of forward-thinking European countries, and also probably, you know, in the US, but you know, I think as far as Australia goes, it will be the more modern day businesses that will take that approach, and definitely the online entrepreneurs and you know, self-employed. I think it's very old school businesses that might take a little while to turn around and sort of, you know, get with the times.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for the chat. Really fascinating insights. Thank you so much.
No, that's all right. Thank you for having me on. Anytime.